News Talk 1620 WTAW. Changes are coming in College Station regulations regarding parking in residential neighborhoods. City Council consensus agreed with the recommendation by Community Services Director Debbie Eller to add the requirement that RVs, trailers, and semis, among other things, in the front yard must be parked on a paved or gravel surface. Eller says that's where most of 310 complaints have been received in the Code Enforcement Office over the last 10 years. Discussion from the September 27th City Council meeting, beginning with comments from council members John Nichols and James Benham.
Prohibition for parking, standing, or utilities on yards, lawns, or other unimproved surfaces. I'm comfortable with that language, I think. I mean, we're not prohibiting people from parking those vehicles on
driveways
or improved surfaces.
Right.
So basically, you have to plan for a place to park.
Yeah, if you're going to have a recreational vehicle that you want to store on your property, you need to have it.
You need to put a pad. You need to put a pad on.
It still allows the person to park it in their driveway,
yeah.
And we see them all over town, whether it's a boat trailer, or a jet ski trailer, or a mobile home.
Yeah.
And if I didn't realize that we continue to allow them to park it on the yard and on improved surfaces. I didn't realize that was permitted even.
They're not supposed to park their cars on the grass either.
Well, yeah.
So it would stand to reason if you don't allow cars, you don't allow the rest.
I guess if I'm understanding that correctly, I don't see that as a major...
It is allowed to park an RV in a yard currently.
It is allowed.
We understand that.
You want to prohibit it. You want to prohibit
it. Yes.
And I think I'm comfortable with that. They can put it in a mud hole in the back if they want to drag it out of there.
Yeah,
screen. But it's got to be screened.
Dr. Brick?
In your experience and opinion on this point, do you believe that moving vehicles off of the grass and onto some kind of surface is going to impact that 30 complaints a year that you get? Or is there something more to it that we're not maybe seeing in this conversation?
This would address the majority of the complaints we receive.
Another observation from College Station Councilman Bob Brick, receiving responses from Councilman Barry Moore, along with Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman Nichols.
If there's a concern for appearance of the community, mm-hmm. and I guess beautification in some broad kind of sense, then parking a whole variety of boats and trailers and whatnot within view of the street, whether it's estate or whatever, if you're driving around the neighborhoods, it seems to me that that's a detraction, and at least a screen would be helpful to prevent all the stored materials and vehicles from being a visual problem.
Okay.
To me, it depends on how beautiful the RV is.
Well, or both. Okay.
I mean, there are a couple places I could take you in town, and I'm sure some of you know them as well, where that RV has been sitting there for years, and there are cobwebs and everything else. It's rusting. It may even have a blue tarp over the top of it.
I totally agree with that, but I'm not sure I want to get our code enforcement people into intruding that much. I can show you driveways where they're not recreational vehicles and they're not boat trailers. There's six cars,
mm-hmm.
and two or three of them are sort of semi-antique and are covered with tarps, and somebody's going to fix them someday when they retire, but they want to save them for 10 or 12 years. So it isn't really the recreational vehicles or the boat trailers or the campers. It is vehicles of any kind, and then I think you're getting a little further down the slippery slope than I would want to get to try to parse that out. I understand what you mean. I think they detract from the neighborhood. HOAs have ways of handling some of that, maybe deed restrictions, but I'm not sure. I think you'll get a lot more complaints from the other side if you start pushing into that area. You'll get more than 300 complaints from the people that do store stuff appropriately on improved surfaces, and that's the modern world, I think. So
the College Station City Council also agreed to ban parking of large commercial vehicles on residential streets and to allow service vehicles to park on residential streets. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.